Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Food Stops!
Food Stops with me, Radio's Tim Convy.
Bad's Tim Convy.
Oh, man. Bad's Food Tim Stuffs. Convy. We're on Instagram Live at Courtney & Co. Y98. Check that out. Also, Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt & Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt & Smoke.
Don't we have a goal? We have a goal in mind for our Instagram page, right?
Yeah. Are we saying it out loud?
I think we should hit 5,000 followers. I don't think that's crazy.
No.
We're at about 2,500 right now. It's been going for a little bit, but there's great stuff on there. So
Tim and Jen do a good job posting fun pictures and stuff that we're doing. And even when you're out at night, you post stuff. So follow us.
There's some Taylor Swift pictures up there. You can see Courtney's funny golf names from the golf tournament.
Yes, my name yesterday was Courtney.
Oh, really?
My first name was spelled incorrectly. Mm. It's okay.
Landrew?
No Landrew on this one. And no Mr. Nick.
Yeah.
He said this Mr. Nick thing's gotten a lot of traction. I guess he got a bunch of texts about it yesterday.
I like it. Mr. Nick.
You can also see Jen and John Cusack. It's a good follow, so get on there. Courtney & Co. at Y98. Tell your friends. All right, food stuffs today. Oh, first, yesterday, National Cheeseburger Day. I ended my night post-Taylor Swift. I was with my very pregnant sister, and we went to White Castle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have the Impossible Burger?
And I tried that Impossible Burger, and I give it 5 stars.
5 stars?
So
whoa. Out of 33.
A lot of different places. Wait, what?
Out of 33 stars.
Oh, right. A lot of places are carrying the Impossible Burger, and it's good, but it is particularly good on a little slider like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Onions, and they have onions, the same White Castle onions?
I'm not going to tell you it tastes just like a White Castle Burger, but it tastes like a legit little slider.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So check that out. It's the plant-based burger at White Castle.
Yeah, they had one previously. It wasn't as successful, but they say, I've heard from people, this is a good burger.
And that one, oddly enough, is still on the menu, I noticed last night. The other veggie burger.
Oh, until the Impossible kicks it off. Don't you think that'll be the one?
Well, I think they're just trying to, like, sell the rest of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got all this fruit. Yeah. They're like a dime. Anyway, so, man, I don't know the last time I late night went through a White Castle. It felt good.
Yeah, like old days.
I felt young again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like after a concert, it was a good feeling. Let's talk about Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, as you guys know, not open on Sundays, but they're making an exception in North Carolina as the state was battered by Hurricane Florence. This particular location, they decided to work Sunday and prepare hundreds of chicken sandwiches and nuggets for people
awesome.
Who were forced to evacuate their homes because of the storm, which I thought was a good thing.
Food stuffs!
We'll do this one. Okay, mayo chip. We've been talking about this for a while. It's ketchup and mayonnaise. Heinz is officially putting it out. So there were rumors for a long time, and people had faked the bottles and what they might look like. Now Heinz is putting it out. It'll be all over next month. We can get it even here. Mayo chip. But a lot of people on Twitter are upset, feel like they missed an opportunity, and they should have called it Tamayo.
They should have.
Tamayo.
Yeah. Tamayo.
That's a better name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do they think people might confuse it? People might look at it too quickly and not realize
the
play
mayo,
on words.
But, I mean, and if you see mayo chup, you know what it is because it's red. It's a reddish color, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
it's
people.
It's not reddish. Yeah. It's kind of orange. It looks like Thousand Island.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Ketchup lasts way longer than mayonnaise. Like, I usually
ketchup
have to
lasts
throw,
forever.
Right. I usually have to throw mayonnaise out.
I was wondering about that too.
And it's like for people who are too lazy to just put mayonnaise and ketchup on whatever you're doing.
I'm pretty lazy,
yeah.
So
I will be buying. I will be buying it, whatever they call it. And I mentioned this yesterday, and it is getting heated. McDonald's just made big changes to their apple pie recipe. It's quite a bit different, and I got more details for you. The pies now have a new lattice crust. on top. So instead of being totally covered with the dough, it now crisscrosses on top. Mm. The pies also have new ingredients, including more cinnamon and less sugar.
I like a lot of crust. Mm. I'm a crust fan.
And I'm okay with more cinnamon and less sugar.
Yeah, me too.
People aren't happy. Some of the tweets, somebody said,
stop trying to make us healthier.
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Somebody said they're horrible now. And another person said, my cravings were disrespected today.
the big problems in life for people.
Right. McDonald's not backing down. They swear that people will grow to love the new pies even more. They also said, hey, it's not the first time we changed the recipe. In 92, they switched from deep frying to baking them.
Let's bring those deep fried pies back, McDonald's. Yeah. They were good.
Back to the 91. Okay, this is crazy. So there's a company called Aurora Cannabis Incorporated. They make different marijuana products. Mm. Yeah, I know. And their stock price just went crazy. And here's why. They were talking to Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola might get into the cannabis drink market.
I saw a story that said where Coke released a statement and said no.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, it only makes sense. I mean, they used to be made with cocaine, so...
Oh, yeah, so let's bring that back. It only makes sense.
They shrugged. They're like, this isn't that bad. I don't know. I have a quote here, and we'll do some more research, but they say that they've been keeping an eye on it, and they might possibly jump in because there's so much money to be made, and it would be the... where's the thing? It's CBD, which is the non-psychoactive ingredient.
Yeah, as long as you don't have... THC in the CBD.
What's the
CBD?
Point, then?
You're not getting messed up. You want that TH Coca-Cola. That is Foodstuffs. Check us out on Instagram, Courtney & Co. Y98.
All right. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. We're going to talk about some crazy stuff, including one of my favorite stories to always tell. Celebrities who turn down huge roles. Mm. And, why this person thought it was a big mistake and actually threw the script out onto the highway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.